So I left the rectory and was driving west on Elm Street. And after crossing 2nd Avenue, I'm heading down the hill beside the library when I see a man standing there. And it looks like he has everything he owns beside him. So as I pass by, I remember that it's starting to snow and it's very cold. So like some scene from a movie, I hit the brakes, put the car in reverse, and stop to ask, "Where are you going? Do you need a ride?" Now, I'm not saying that everyone should do that, or even that I should do that all the time. But I did, and he accepted my offer. So as we loaded his stuff, and he got in and told me that he wanted to go to the store. So as we went, he was telling me a little bit about his life. And eventually he said, "You know, I write music. I even have a website." Sure, we all do, right? So he told me about his website and sang a few bars from a song that he wrote. I remember later in the day, long after I dropped him off, I checked it out. And sure enough, he has a website. Maybe I should have waited before I answered my own question. So where are you going? Do you need a ride? Today's gospel gives us one of the most intimate portraits of Saint Joseph there is in the Bible. But how you walk away seeing Saint Joseph depends on how you understand his reaction when he finds out that Mary is pregnant. The prevailing notion for much of our history was that Joseph was either wrong or ignorant when trying to understand her pregnancy. But a recent rediscovery of the holiness of Saint Joseph has also led to the rediscovery of a theory that not only was he part of the plan of salvation, but that he knew it. Where are you going? Do you need a ride? You see, there are three theories to explain Saint Joseph's reaction when he found out that Mary was pregnant. And they're all very, very old theories, and each one has been supported by different saints throughout history. The first is called the suspicion theory. And this holds that Saint Joseph suspected that Mary was unfaithful. But Jewish law says that if a woman is unfaithful, she has to be stoned to death. And he doesn't want that to happen. So he decides to divorce her quietly. The second is called the perplexity theory. And that is that Joseph has no idea how Mary got pregnant, but he doesn't doubt her innocence. And since he doesn't know how to explain it, he decides to send her away quietly. And for many years, one of these two theories carried the day. But they have accompanied, or some would even argue, have caused a minimizing of Saint Joseph in our eyes by presuming that he was ignorant at best, suspicious and doubtful at worst, as to why Mary was pregnant. But the more that we have come to understand the holiness of Saint Joseph, another ancient theory has once again been given new life. and it's called the reverence theory. If the suspicion theory is that he suspected that something wrong had happened, and the perplexity theory is that he didn't know what happened, the reverence theory is that he did know what happened. And that's why he wanted to send her away. But you might ask, but how would he have known how she was pregnant? Well, because the gospel says so. Did you hear that? It does not say when Mary was betrothed to Joseph, she was found with child, period. It says that she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. It gives the impression that he knew, even that she told him, and he believed her. And so his decision to send her away quietly was not because he ever thought that she did anything wrong, but rather he knew that she did everything right. And he didn't feel himself worthy to be part of so marvelous a plan until an angel appeared and told him that he was an important part of that plan. And this beautiful picture, first of all, reminds us of the great intercessor that Saint Joseph is for us. It's the same gospel this morning that refers to him as a just man. One of his many titles, Joseph the Just. He wanted what was right. And in that, Joseph becomes for us an image of humility, willing to be less so that someone else can be more, willing to be vulnerable so that someone else can be protected, willing to be looked down upon so that someone else may be honored. He teaches us what it means to be humble. But perhaps this picture also teaches us this morning to not be so quick to judge those we meet. When I picked up that man beside the library, before he even got in the car, I had made a dozen conclusions about him based on how he looked, how he smelled. After all, what he told me couldn't possibly be true, right? A website? How often do I make a judgment about someone based on the language they speak, or the quality of their clothes, or the color of their skin? Or for that matter, the way that they pray, or how their children behave at Mass, or whether they receive communion? When I asked him, "Where are you going? Do you need a ride?" Perhaps I should have remembered another misunderstood man 2,000 years ago who was in fact humble and just and who was willing to do whatever was necessary so that our Savior could be born.